Come to order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 13 members present.
Please stand for the invocation by the Reverend William Elkington, the Wesleyan Church.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in this hall and in each of our lives. I thank you for the clarity of the proclamation that you are not willing that any should perish. We are also told that God wills that we attain oneness with him. Thanks that you provide the means whereby we may also experience unity with one another. Indeed, there is a high degree of correlation. We now come to you with our requests. May our requests be expressions of our need, not our greed. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as you told us to do, and for the areas of our world which are in serious conflicts. Even closer to most of us are conflicts within our communities, and perhaps even within our families. Help us to seek oneness with you and with each other. I pray that your love and mercy will be extended to each member of this body, and to each staff person, and to each member of their families. Teach us to love, for love is of God, and pure love honors God, for God is love. For those whose family is in Juneau with them, I pray that you will help them in the housing, schooling, and other major adjustments. Some are separated from their families for a week or more at a time. For them, I pray for your protection, the strengthening of their love, and the prevention of errors in judgment between the urgent and the important. May our values not fluctuate wildly, as does the market. Help us to be like you. Amen.
Senator Osterman, would you please pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
I move that unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. We're not going to certify the journal because we had a correction that we're taking care of. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction today? If there are no guests for introduction, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
The following budget and audit reports were received from Pat Davidson, Legislative Auditor, in accordance with AS 2420311, State of Alaska Single Audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 1999, Survey of the Current Status on Prior Audit Recommendations, September 18, 2000, Department of Community and Economic Development, Alaska Energy Authority, Fort Am Pool, May 18, 2000, State Board of Accountancy, October 20, 2000, State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, October 20, 2000. Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, October 20, 2000. State Physical Therapy Board, October 20, 2000. Board of Veterinary Examiners, October 20, 2000. Department of Corrections, Alaska Correctional Industries, October 19, 2000. Departments of Education and Early Development and Labor and Workforce Development, Little Davis-Bacon Act, Wage Notices in School Construction Bidding, June 12, 2000. Department of Environmental Conservation, Board of Storage Tank Assistance, September 27, 2000. Department of Fish and Game, Board of Fisheries, Selected Operational Practices, August 4, 2000. Office of the Governor, Alaska State Commission for Human Rights, Select Operational Issues, May 19, 2000. Department of Natural Resources for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2000. Department of Revenue, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, Housing Assistance Loan Fund, September 25, 2000. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation disposition of buildings in the Spruce Park Housing Project, October 15, 2000. Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Alaska Marine Highway System Fund, schedule of unrestricted revenues for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2000. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
With regard to the communications, there are a number of audits that are prepared for sunset legislation. The Labor and Commerce Committee particularly needs to take a look at them because there will be sunset legislation coming out of those continuations. They're not referred. They're available on the through the Senate Secretary's office and to every member. Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bill.
Senate Bill number 19 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act repealing the termination date of changes made by Chapter 87 SLA 1997 and Chapter 132 SLA 1998 regarding child support enforcement and related programs, repealing the non-severability provision of Chapter 132 SLA 1998, repealing certain requirements for applicants for hunting and sport fishing licenses or tags and for certain hunting permits to provide social security numbers for child support enforcement purposes and providing for an effective date.
Resources, HES, Finance, and Judiciary may also want to take a look at that.
Senate Bill Number 20, by the Senate Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act providing for the revocation of driving privileges by a court for a driver convicted of a violation of traffic laws in connection with a fatal motor vehicle or commercial motor vehicle accident, amending Rules 43 and 43.1, Alaska Rules of Administration, and providing for an effective date.
That'll go to Judiciary and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citation, honoring Robert Bob Larson.
Senator Lehman.
Citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation on today's calendar is approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the Senate? Announcements? Senator Osterman. Senate will stand at ease. Would the Senate please come back to order? We're under unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Senator Osterman?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from plain time Thursday the 11th in the afternoon until Sunday plain time in the afternoon to attend a Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force meeting.
Without objection, Senator Osterman will be excused as requested. Senator Green.
Yeah, Mr. President, I would ask to be excused from the call on January the 18th and 19th, and then on that following Monday until plain time for our state business.
Without objection, Senator Green will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Special orders. Senator Elton.
Mr. President, can we go back to announcements?
Under announcements.
This time of the year is a special season for my community, and hopefully will be for your community. So to kind of kick the season off, the community of Juneau is hosting their annual reception at Centennial Hall. It will begin at 5:30. It's a high point for my community and my community members, and I hope we can make it a high point for you if you come down. So we look forward to seeing you, and we look forward to greeting you to our city and our community, and hopefully it'll be a good kickoff for the beginning of the session.
Further announcements? If there's no further business to come before us, Senator Lehman, 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow, January 10th.
Without objection, we're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.